The Marketing Results Club presents Mariah Obudzinski with the trends transforming B2B marketing. Mariah Obudzinski is Senior Director of Content Services for Staymates, a marketing agency specializing in healthcare, B2B, and higher education. In this interview, she explains how to succeed as a B2B influencer and how companies can leverage this rapidly growing trend. Here's what she had to say.
I think one of the hottest trends that we're going to see in 2020 and beyond, and a lot of the large agencies and a lot of the B2B groups are really starting to talk about this, is how the influencer model will work for B2B in 2020. And so we have been approached by many, many influencers. We've been approached by many of our clients and prospective client partners to connect them together with these organizations and these experts to help increase brand awareness for both parties. So because of our unique position as both a publisher and an agency, we're very connected on both sides of that coin. We work with a lot of organizations that are looking for that kind of exposure, and we also have close relationships with a lot of influencers who are willing and ready and excited to give that sort of exposure on their own channels. We're developing lots of different packages, lots of different channels of communication, and it's just going to be a very exciting 2020 for Staymates and for the B2B market as a whole as we kind of fold in that B2C model of influencer marketing in our own unique way.
That's exciting. Can you give me an example of a particular client who came to you with an interest in working with an influencer?
Sure. So one group that has come to us, they are an industry organization. So not necessarily a group that does manufacturing on their own, but they represent a lot of organizations that do manufacturing, sort of like a union. They came to us on a call. We were talking about something completely different from this, but our conversation and our questioning kind of brought us around to this conclusion that what they're looking for is that liaison type connection. They're looking to connect their clients with our audience members and our influencers who we talk to on a regular basis. So we pinpointed this as a really cool opportunity to kind of help us help them. And it's just going to be something that is incredibly lucrative for both parties. You know, again, going back to our roots in publication and publishing, I think this is really the next level of what publishing looks like in 2020 and beyond, and really utilizing all of our channels of communication, all of our networks to outreach and help our clients expand their own networks. I think the key thing for individuals who want to position themselves as an influencer is to be able to back up your ideas with facts. While opinions are always great, we all know the old adage that everybody has one. And while your opinion might be unique, you have to be able to back it up with facts. So always be ready with your sources. Always cite your sources when you're posting content. And then as an offshoot of that, post content regularly. Post it under your own name. Get people who are outside of your organization to provide commentary, to provide facts and their own opinions as well that uphold your own. So it's not just you as an island. None of us can function that way. None of us are our own entity all on our own. It's always a team network, especially in marketing and even more so in B2B. We all rely on each other to, you know, not only purchase and provide those services and those products, but also to spread by word of mouth, which is, you know, today, social media, podcast, email, and all of those digital and print channels that all of our industry connections work with.
Is there a way someone can know that they're an influencer?
Oh, that's a great question. How does somebody know whether they're an influencer? I think when you have people coming to you asking for your advice, and when you're confident that you can give that advice and feel really good that you are not just promoting yourself, but actively helping someone and achieving the kind of helping them to achieve their goals in business, whether that's exposure or connecting them with other people, I think that's when you really start to achieve that first level of influencer status. You know, whenever people hear the word influencer, they think of individuals like celebrities and things like that. But really what it comes down to is the people that have the credentials, that have the experience to back up what they're saying and to be trustworthy, that they're going to get that job done for you and that they're going to give you that good, honest recommendation that you are looking for.
Are there specific types of companies that could benefit most from hiring an influencer?
So I think in the scheme of influencers, what you're going to see is individuals that themselves want to become influencers. We're often seeing them in the mid-level to, you know, corporate level organizations. Now, that's not always the case, so I want to preface that, you know, there are groups like individuals like Marcus Sheridan, who started out in a small company and then has just blown up to the superstar. But oftentimes the individuals that are coming to us and, you know, raising their hands that they want to be an influencer are people who are trying to either increase their market share, dive into different areas that they're not necessarily known for, or individuals who are just incredibly well known in their field. Now, on the flip side of that, people who are looking for those influencer connections are, you know, kind of across the board. So we're seeing small companies that want to grow larger. We're seeing large companies that want to expand into different territories or different services. And we're seeing organizations kind of on the fringes who maybe have a history in B2C but are expanding into B2B and just kind of want to navigate those waters and be known for, hey, we also do this. It's really an interesting experience and requires a lot of discovery conversation. It requires a lot of strategic planning to not only determine, okay, so what exactly are your goals, what channels and what audiences are you trying to reach them through, and then who would be the best pairing for you. So we can provide all of those services from that initial step of let's generate some ideas for your project all the way through to here's exactly the influencer we think you would be best suited for and what we want them to do for you on their channels.
So would this be things like coming to an event or participating in a webinar, that sort of thing?
Yeah, anything, any and all of the above. It can be as simple as a promoted post on LinkedIn or Facebook, depending on your audience that you're trying to reach, all the way up to a live speaking engagement, a webinar engagement, perhaps even drafting or sitting for a content interview. You know, much like we're doing today.
I think in B2B, it's very subtle on who could be an influencer.
Oh, yeah. Like thinking about some of the groups that we work with. So we work with meeting and event planners often in our publication meetingstoday.com. So somebody who has planned, you know, 500 corporate events in their career or something, they might not be necessarily a nationally known superstar, but they are absolutely a superstar in the day-to-day grind. So they could certainly be an influencer in many regards. You know, maybe they don't have a giant social media following, but they can certainly deliver the expertise to put together a white paper or something like that for somebody who maybe is just starting out in the business and lend them some clout, like, hey, you know, I'm associated with Susie Jones and she's planned 500 corporate events. Something along those lines. So I think the definition of influencer has to change. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It doesn't have to be somebody whose name is a household name. It can be somebody who has just years of solid experience or even a short amount of incredibly in-depth experience in their field.
Thanks for listening to this interview for the Marketing Results Club podcast. Subscribe to our newsletter for updates. And if you have an opinion on the latest trend or a success story to share, or you'd like to compete for the B2B Marketing Results Award, please visit marketingresults.club for details. By the way, I'm Derek Little, freelance B2B copywriter at trailblazerwriting.com. I provide results-driven copy for software firms selling to enterprise clients. For tips on improving your copy, check out my book on amazon.com, The B2B Marketer's Journey, How to Generate More Leads with High-Performance B2B Copywriting.